Yeah, so today's daf is daf Yud-Beis. So we got around 8 lines down to 2 dots. The Gemara says V'Koren. I apologize about my voice. So the Gemara says V'Koren Aseres HaDibros. The Kol Seder HaYom, as the Mishnah Talmud taught us yesterday, V'Koren Aseres HaDibros Shema V'Yom Shema V'Yomer Emes V'Yotziv V'Avoda U'Birkas Kohanim. So this was the Seder Tefillah in the Beis HaMikdash. Some of Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Af Begvulin, even Begvulin Bikshu Likros Kain, they wanted to have such a Seder to recite the Sarsa Dibros before. But Ella Shekfar Bitlam, the Chacham Redi were Mevato, the Indian of saying a Sarsa Dibros, Bipnei Tarumos Haminim. Because the Minim would claim that, a Sarsa Dibros is the most important part of the Torah, and they didn't want to have such an impression. So as Rashi says, Bipnei Tarumos Haminim, Shelo Yomru La'am Neharetz, Ein Shar Torah Emes, that perhaps people would say that maybe only the Aseres HaDibros are important. Everything else is fake. Chas v'shalom. The Tedu Shein Koren. I'll bring you proof. Because what did they say? Elamash Shamar Kavish Baruch Hu v'shamu mipiv v'sinai. Only thing that they heard was the Aseres HaDibros. But everything else Moshe Benu had dictated. So perhaps nothing else is true. So in order to avoid such a position, they said not to mention Aseres HaDibros anymore. Bigvun outside of the base of Mikdash. So Tanya Nami Hachi, the Barisa says, Rabbi Nasan Omer. Begvulin, Bikshu Likros Kain. They wanted to also include Aseres HaDibros Begvulin, the Bryce explains. Ela Shekbar, Bitlam Mifnei Tarumos Ol, Amin. So, Tor brings down actually that the practice is it's Tov Lomar, it's a good thing for a person to say Aseres HaDibros during Tefillah. The Beis Yosef says, how could that be? The Gemara here in Brachos Daf Yud Beis clearly says not to. So he explains that no, the Gemara here says, B'tzibur, one should not say Aseres HaDibros. But B'yachid, a person can, and perhaps a person should. That's why you find in many Sidurim, after Shacharis, it says the Sheis Sechiros, and then it says the Aseres HaDibros. It's a very good thing for a person to recite B'yachidus, the Aseres HaDibros afterwards. So then the Gemara goes on to say as follows. Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Sarva L'mikvinu B'surah, he wanted to establish that they say Aseres HaDibros before Shema, in Surah. Amar Le Rav Chista, Kfar Bidlam, no, you can't. They already revatel the Indian of saying Aseres HaDibros. Bidnei Tarumas Aminim. So Amemar Shavar Lem Vinilam Bin Harda. Amemar tried doing the same thing, establishing this to be said in Harda. And Amar Le Rav Ashi, Kfar Bidlam, Bidnei Tarumas Aminim. They already said that one did not recite this. So then the Gemara says, B'Shabbos Mosifin Bracha Achas L'Mishma Har Yotzi. We had said yesterday that they'd add an extra bracha on Shabbos because in the Shabbos is the changing of the guard, where the new Mishmar, the new group of Kohanim would come in and the outgoing Kohanim would leave and they would depart. So we'd give a bracha to that Mishmar Har Yotzi. So my bracha Achas, what was the bracha we would give? So Amr Rav Chelbo explains, Mishmar Har Yotzi Omer, as they would exit, they would say, the Mishmar Har Nichnas to the incoming Mishmar, Misha Shikanesh Shmo Bebei Baisadeh, he who rests his name in this place, namely Hashem, of course, Hu Yashkin Beinechem Ahava V'Achva V'Sham V'Reyas. Let him preside, let him reside amongst you with great love and peace and friendship. So then the Gemara goes on to quote further from the Mishnah from yesterday, Makum Shamu Laharich. There are certain brachas that was the Nusach to have a longer bracha and others that were shorter. So Pshita, it's obvious, the Gemara says, Heichad dekanakit, kasa dechamer biyah, the person's holding a cup of wine. And the kasavar deshichahu, he some reason thinks he's holding beer, which has a different bracha, beer is shahakal, and wine is hagafen. So he's actually holding yain, but he thinks he's holding beer. Upasach mevarach adayta deshichah. So he started saying the bracha, Baruch atah Hashem elkinu melech haolam, having in mind that this was shahakal, that's what he thought. V'sayim b'dechamer, but then, after saying melech haolam, he realized it was actually wine, so he ended up saying bori pir hagafen. So the actual nusach he had said was correct. But his kavana during Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam was for the wrong bracha, even though those few words are generic and apply to every bracha. So it's pshita. The Gemara says yotze, yotze, because since the chasima was correct, he said hagafen as he was supposed to. That was fine. Dinami imam shakol niyabid devar. Because had he even said shahakol, that's yotze. We know that shahakol is really the bracha that covers everything. So even though lichachila one has to say a very specific bracha, if the person said shakol on any food, even the yain, it would work. The Tanan, Mark quotes in the Mishnah, on Daf Mem, al kulam on any item, any food, im amar shakol niyab devar yatza. So even though he started off Baruch Atah Hashem, and with shakol, that was somewhat correct, and therefore he was yotze. That's obvious. Ella, what's not so obvious, the Gemara says, is hecha dekanakit kasa deshichur biyade. A person is holding a cup of beer in his hand, mekasavar dechamerhu. Now he thinks it's actually wine. Upasach ubaruch, he begins to say the bracha adai to the chamer. He says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking it's wine. And then he realizes it's actually beer. So Vasayim Bishu Shechra. He concludes with the shakal and the abdivaro, as is the bracha for beer. So Mai, what do we say? Do we go Basar Iker Bracha Zinam? Do we go based on the beginning of the bracha, which is Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, and he had the wrong kavana for it, because he was thinking it was wine? Obaster Chasimah, you know, do we go based on what he concluded, which was correct, because he said the words shakal and abidivaro? So what's the answer? So the Gemara says, Toshma, we bring a raya from the Birchas Kriyashma. The Brisa teaches us that Shachris pasach biyotzer, or a person starts off biyotzer, or, and he says, Baruch Ata Hashem, and Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking it's yotzer or, but he's seeing b'mariv aravim, he concludes mariv aravim, so there he's lo yotzer, because the bracha is incorrect. He's talking about saying the bracha in the morning, b'shachris, so mariv aravim is a bracha for the mariv. So he start, even though he started off correctly, Baruch Ata Hashem, since the chasima was incorrect, so then he's not yotzer. And then the Brisa says, pasach b'mariv aravim, he begins Baruch Ata Hashem thinking it's mariv aravim in the morning, which is incorrect. But the Siyem b'yotzer or, he concludes yotzer or, yotzer. So we see that it goes based on the chasima. Whatever the chasima was, if the chasima is correct, then it's good. We don't care what the intention was during Baruch Ata Hashem. And similarly, the Brisa says arvit, if it's at nighttime. Pasach b'mariv aravim, he begins mariv aravim, which is correct. The Siyem b'yotzer or at nighttime, which is incorrect, lo yotzer, he doesn't fulfill his obligation. But if it's pasach b'yotzer or, if he begins incorrectly, but he's seeing the Marav HaRavim, he says the right bracha at the end, he's Yatzah. So we see clearly, as the Brisa concludes, Klalos HaDavar, the rule is, HaKol Holech Acher HaChisim. It goes based on the conclusion, in which case, all these cases, when the conclusion was correct, you're Yotzeh. When the conclusion was incorrect, you're not Yotzeh. So that should prove the point here as well. Since in the case we're talking about, he was Messiah in the bracha with Shakol correctly, even though his initial intention was for Hagafen, since the Siyam was correct, he should be Yosei this case as well in the Brach of wine and beer. The Gemara says, no, Shiny Hasam, the Kamar Baruch Yotzer Hamaoros. The reason why this case is different, because he concluded with Yotzer Hamaoros, which means, Rashi says, Shiny Hasam, Kamar Dilma Psicha Enoklum. Maybe the Psicha doesn't make any difference. V'hal Katani Yotza, the Fisha Chodzer V'chosim Ba Baruch B'Baruch Yotzer Maros. V'adei Chasimasa Kamar Diyotza. As Shehakol, Ein Chosim Ba Bevaruch Upsichasa Adayta Debaruch. Yotzeh Maoros is a long bracha. So when he started off saying the bracha, it doesn't mean he said Baruch Ata Hashem. What it means is he started off the psicha, the bracha, he started off, but when he concluded the last few lines, Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzeh Maoros, that whole Baruch Ata Hashem was with the right kavana. That's why it works. We want to know within one single bracha, if Baruch Ata Hashem, half of it is wrong, and the chasima, the half, other half is correct, that's a different shaila. So the Gemara says, Hanicha, this all makes sense. Le Rav, Tamar Kol Bracha, Shem Baskar Hashem. Ain't a bracha, this all makes sense. If you hold like Rav, that any bracha that doesn't have Shem Hashem in it, the din is Shapir, so it's still it's a good bracha. It's a good bracha even though it doesn't have Shem Hashem. Ele Rav Yochanan, Tamar Kol Bracha, Shem Malchus. Ain't a bracha, Ma'ik Lememer. So again, there's a machlokes that whether or not you need, everyone needs Hashem. So Rav says you need the Shem Hashem to be there, but you don't need Malchus. So if you say Baruch Ata Hashem, even though you don't say Elokeinu Melech Olam, because this bracha we're talking about, Yotzer Hamaoros, we just say Baruch Ata Hashem, Yotzer Hamaoros, there's no Melech. So if you say, according to Rav, that all you need is Shem Hashem to make a bracha, you don't need Malchus, okay. So Baruch Ata Hashem, Yotzer Hamaoros, is a good bracha. Ah, there's no Malchus. He doesn't require Malchus. All he requires is Shem Hashem. Again, Kol Bracha, Shem Bahaskar Hashem, ain't a bracha. If there's no Shem Hashem, it's not a bracha. But if there is a Shem Hashem, even though there's not Malchus, Malchus, that's a good bracha. So this makes sense. Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzeh Hamaoros is a good bracha, because there's no you don't need Malchus. But if you assume, El Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Kol Bracha, Shem Ba Malchus, Ein Bracha, you not only need Shem Hashem, but you also need Malchus. So Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzeh Hamaoros doesn't have Malchus, so you're using the Malchus from the beginning of the bracha. And when you said Malchus from the beginning of the bracha, there he has the das of Marva Ravim, and therefore was incorrect. So what are you going to explain? Ela Kevin Damar Rabba Bar Ula. He says, the reason why Yotam Aruch Marav Aravim works, if it's out of order, because Kol, because Kevin Damar Rabba Bar Ula, Kedei Lahaskir Midas Yom B'Laila Midas Laila B'Yom. We want to mention night and day, and day during the night. Ki Kamar Bracha Malchus, when you said Bracha Malchus, even though your initial Das during Shachris was a Marav Aravim, which is incorrect, it's not entirely incorrect, because there is a concept of mentioning Laila B'Yom, Meikara Tavayu Kamar. When he says having in mind Marav Aravim, he's really referring to both Midas Yom, midislaila, so it wasn't really a stira, while our case of wine and shakal are completely contradictory to each other, and therefore there is no proof. The Tashma, the Gemara brings one last raya here, b'seifa. From the end of the Braisa, after presenting the cases of Shachris and the cases of Marav in terms of saying the wrong brachas of Kriyashma, it had this line. The principle is, klal shadavar, hakol holech achar chitim, it goes based on the chasima, klal shadavar lasu yamai, what's this coming to include? Lav lasu yahoda amrin, is it not coming to include our very case? And even when it comes to shakol, and beer and wine, whatever the chasima was, that's good. The Gemara says, "Lo, it's coming to include a different case. Lasuy nahama the tamrim. If a person eats bread, a person eats dates. So the din is hechidami. What's the case here? Ilaim, if it's case the gachal nahama, the guy eats bread, the kasavar to tamra achal, but he thought he actually ate dates. Upasach begins to say the bracha vaday to the tamra, thinking he was eating dates. Bracha tashem alkinim achalam. The sign b'din nahama. Then he finished gachal moti lechem and arts correctly because it's actually bread." Hainu bain, that's our very question. So that can be the case. We start off Baruch Atah Hashem with one thing, and you concluded correctly. So no, the what's coming to be included, the Gemara suggests, is lo tricha kigon de'achal tamrei, and the guy is actually eating dates. The kasavar n'hama achal, he thinks he's eating bread initially. So he says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking it's bread. Upasach b'dinahama, he starts off thinking it's bread. But if the sayim b'dinah tamrei, then he concludes with tamarim, dates, realizing it's bari pareit. Yotze, in that case you're Yotze. Why are you Yotze? Because the afilu sign b'dinami, even if he concluded hamotzi lecha min ha'aretz, that wouldn't be good for dates. Nami yotze, my taima, because tamrei nami mizin zayna. Since dates are unique, the fruit that really satiates a person, it satiates a person the level that a bread satiates a person, therefore it's shy to speak about motzi lecha min ha'aretz, and therefore it's not entirely incorrect either. But when it comes to wine and beer, where they're completely mutually exclusive, there we still have no raya. It's how do we paskin? So there's a very interesting tosos here, the Yomastel Lo Lasuye Nahama, where he says that Perish Rav Ilsus, the Rif Paskins, Tashta Dela Pshita Ba'ayim, since the Gemara doesn't answer the suffix here, Azina Lakula. We go Lakula, and Vafilu Pasach B'chamer, V'sayim B'shicha Yasa. Even though you may have concluded the wrong bracha, we don't know, or you concluded the right bracha, but you had the wrong intention initially. So the din is Yoyotze because Savek Brachas L'Hakil, that's the din. But comes along the Re in Tosos in Haya Omer L'Chumra. He says, no, if you machme, I have to say a new bracha. The Tzarech L'Varech Pa'am Acheres. Why would that be? Don't we have a Klal Savek Brachas L'Hakil? So why would the Re say to be machme? So there's a Rebbe Kiviyager in the Gilead Neshash here who points out that when we say Savek Brachas L'Hakil, that's by Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas Shech Voda. When it comes to Birchas HaNenin, there were Machmir. Why are we Machmir? Because the Gemara says in a few places that's Asr Lehenos Me'olam HaZeh below Bracha. You can't benefit from this world without a Bracha. Birchas HaNenin, it's a Matir. So if you didn't say Bracha and you're eating bread, you're eating apples, you're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Asr. So since you're dealing with an Isr, you must say a Bracha before and even though it's a suffix. And this is a big discussion. As we learn Kates and Mevarchim together, we'll see much more of this discussion of how seriously do we take this concept of Aser Lenos Me'olam Hazem B'li Bracha. So here Tosos and the Jager takes it quite seriously, while the Rif says, no, it's even though we say it's like an Isser, it's not really an Isser, and we would still employ suffix Brachos Lahakel. Okay, the Gemara now says Vaitu. That last 8 lines or so of the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Chinina Saba Mishmei Derav Kol Shelo Amar Emes V'Yatzes V'Shachris V'Emes V'Amudo Arvis. Those who don't say the bracha after Shema, either in the morning or in the evening, Lo Yatzeh Dechavasa, has not fulfilled his mitzvah of Kriyashma. The brachos are part and parcel of the mitzvah of Kriyashma. Shenemar Lahagid Baboker Chasdecha V'Munascha Baleis, to speak about the Chesed in the morning, and Amunah Belaila, that's a Pasuk in Tillim, and therefore it's a Chelek of Shema as well. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Bar Chinina, Saba, Mishmei Derav, Hamis Palil, Kishu Korea, a person when he davens, when he bends down for the certain brachos of Avos and the brach of Hodah, he's Korea Bebaruch, he says Baruch, and bends down, and it's okay if he stands up, it's okay for Shem, he stands up when he says Shem Hashem. A lot of people don't know this, when they daven for them, but they think they should bend down at Shem Hashem, they're wrong, you say Baruch HaTah, you bend, and then you stand up, and then you recite Hashem's name while standing up. So you're supposed to say, so Amar Shmuel, my time with Rav. What's the reason Rav says this? Tichsev Hashem, Zokeif Kifufim. When you say Shem Hashem, you're supposed to be standing up. Zokeif Kifufim, standing upright, those who bend down. So ask Gemara Meisive. Mipnei Shemi Neiches Hu. Because what's the pasuk of the Malachi? Mipnei Shemi, because of my name, Neiches Hu, one bends down. So doesn't it imply miksiv bishmi mitpneish miksiv? So the Gemara first says, it says when you bend down, we say Shem Hashem. The Gemara says, no, mitpneish mi, because my name, one bows down. When you're about to say Hashem, Shem's name, bend down, but when you actually mention it, you're supposed to arise. That's how they explain this pasuk. So Amar Leishmuel, Shmuel said, Lechia Barav, Bar Uryan, Ben Torah, Tov Eim Elcha Milsim Al Yasir, you're Ben Torah. Tell me something you learned. So Amar Avuch, that's something that your father taught you. So he says, Halchi Amar Avuch, Kishu Korea, Korea Bevarach. When you bend down, you bend down to the word Baruch. And Kishu Zokef, when you stand up, Zokef Hashem, you stand up when you say Shem Hashem. When Rav Sheshes would bow, Kikara, Kara Kichizra, he would bend down like a Chizra, Kigazakif, Zakif Kichivya. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Kichizra, Shevet Beyad Adam. When a person has a stick in his hand, the Chof to the Klapi Mata, Bebas Achaz, he snaps it down one shot, you bend down really strong, but when you stand up, when you get up, you benachas, Rashi says. Rosh Tzchila, Achakakufa, slowly let your head rise and then your body follow up. You bend down sharply and you slowly stand up. So Amar, the Gemara goes right to now, two lines down, and Amar Beis here. Amar Rabba Bar Chinin Asaba Mishrei De Rav. Kol Shana Kula Adam Mispalo Hakel Hakadosh. The whole year, person davens Hakel Hakadosh, and Melech Oiv Tzalko Mishpat as well during the Bracha of Mishpat. Chutz Me Asar Yamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippurim, except for the 10 days Asar Shmei Tshuva. Shemispalo HaMelech Hakadosh and HaMelech Mishpat. Rabbi Elazar Amar Afil Amar Hakel Hakadosh Yotzo. Even if you say Hakel Hakadosh during Asar Shmei Tshuva, you're still Yotze. Shenemar V'Yigba Hashem Tzalkos B'Mishpat V'Hakel Hakadosh. Nikdash Pitztakas, it's acceptable, even though we advise to say Amel HaKadosh, you say Akel HaKadosh, you're still Yotze during Asar Shmei Tshuva. Emesai Vayib HaShem Tzvakos B'Mishpat, when are you supposed to raise Hashem Tzvakos? When's the time to show the Midah of Mishpat? Eila Sar Yamim Shema Rosh Hashanah V'Adim HaKippurim. These are days of Mishpat, and yet it still says in the Pasuk Kamar Hakel HaKadosh. So my Havale, what's the bottom line? How do we paskin? Amar Rav Yosef Hakel HaKadosh, that you're Yotze Hakel HaKadosh, and Melech Hoiv Tzvakos Mishpat. Rabba Amar, HaMelech HaKadosh, VaMelech HaMishpat, V'Hilchasak Rabba, we pass, you have to say that way. And if you take a look in the Tosos, there are 2 days whether or not you repeat or don't repeat if you miss it. And we, of course, paskim that one should repeat it if you missed HaMelech HaKadosh. Okay, so Gemara now says Vayter. Gemara says, V'Amar Rabba Barchan, and Asaba Mishmei D'Rab, Kol She'ef Shelo L'Vakish Racham Imal Chaveiro, V'Enim L'Vakish Nikrachote. The person has an opportunity to daven on behalf of his friend, and he does not, so then he's called a chote, he's called a sinner. Excuse me, how do we know? Shenemar says, Gam anochi chalilili mechatal Hashem, mechatal hispala be'adchem, that the person is considered a sinner because he refused from davening on behalf of someone else. So Amar Rava in Tamil Chacham, who if it's a Tamil Chacham, who needs a refuah, Tarach Shiachla, person Atmul Ola, person should become very tamed and try hard to daven and bring a refuah for the Tamil Chacham. For Ilema Mishum Dechid, if you're my time, I'll ask Kumar what's the reason. Ilema Mishum Dechid is because the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Vein Chola Mikem Alai, Vegola Es Azni. That's the basis for this. So the idea is, this is referring to that when Shaul was telling his, he's rebuking his Avadim, that they have to chase after David, Ein Chol Mekem Alai, the Golas Azni, which means that a person has to, no one's getting sick over this, that I'm going to be saved from David. So no one told that the idea of protecting someone like David HaMelech, a person should be getting sick over protecting from David HaMelech. So then the Gemara says, Dilma Melech Shani, maybe it's different. Again, I'm sorry, Shaul was saying that no one was getting sick at over protecting Shaul HaMelech. So Shaul was a Talmud Chacham. So we see that there's an in to get sick over Shaul, over a Talmud Chacham. The Gemara says, no, not because he was a Talmud Chacham, maybe perhaps Dilma Melech Shani, because Shaul was a Melech, and that's why a person has to get sick in order to protect the person. El Mihacha, from the Pasuk, with regards to David, it says, Mani Bechalosam Levushi, that's a reference to the Talmud Chacham, that when it came to Doeg Bachitofel, who were chasing after David, so they were saying that they're getting sick in terms of protecting from David HaMelech, who was not a king at the time, but rather was a Talmud Chacham. So Amar Rabba Bar Chinin Asaba Mishmei D'Rav, Kol Osa Davar Aveira Mishpa Ishba, a person who does an Aveira, and becomes ashamed because of it. And if he's ashamed for what he had done, he gets cleaned from all his sins. Shenemar says in the pasuk, "Leman tizkeri uboshes v'lo yelcha od pishchampe mipnei klimasich b'chapilach v'chal asher asisi num Hashem elokim." So the pasuk says that because of the boshes, because of the busha he has, he's going to be complete kapara for what he had done. So Dilma Tzibor Shani, perhaps that pasuk in Yiches was referring to the Tzibor. When the Tzibor does something that they're ashamed of, so then they get granted an entire mechila. But what's to say that a yachid has the same kapara, same mechila? So Elam Yehacha from a different pasuk. The pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, Vayomer Shmuel El Shol, Lama Higatani, says to Shol, why are you getting so mad? Lahalos Osi. Vayomer Shol El Shol says, Tzar Li Meod, I'm in great pain. Uplishim Nechamim Bi, and the Plishim are fighting against me. Hashem Sar Me'Allah, Hashem removed himself from me. Lo Anani Od, he doesn't answer me anymore. Gam Biad HaNevi'im, Gam B'Chalamos, not in Nevuah, not in dreams. Ve'akar Lecha, Lo Diyanu, it's my SS. I call upon you, Shol, Shmuel rather, to ask what to do. Vilu Urim V'Tumim Lo Kamar, but it doesn't mention Urim V'Tumim there. Why doesn't mention he tried Nevuah, he tried Chalamos? Why doesn't mention he tried Urim V'Tumim? Mishum Dekadlai Lenov Yer HaKohanim, because he had killed the city of Kohanim. And Shol was embarrassed that he should go to a Kohen Gadol to ask from the Urim V'Tumim after wiping out all these Kohanim. So that's what we see at Busha. But Minayin De'achli Le'im in the Shrine, who says he was granted Mechila? All we know he was embarrassed. Shinamar, it says in the Pasuk, Umacha Atav Anechi Imi, tomorrow you and my sons are going to be with me. V'amar B'yochim, so this is what Shmuel says, that Imi V'mechitasi, you're going to be in my Mechitza up in Shemaim, in Olam Haba, we'll be in the same area. So we see clearly that Shaul was a granted Mechila for the embarrassment, the shame he had. Rabbanan Amri HaMahachal, Rabbanan says a different Pasuk, it says, Kanim Lashem, they give us Shal Bechir Hashem. And yes, it's Baskov Amar Bechir Hashem. That Shal was referred to Bechir Hashem. He was chosen by Hashem, which meant that he was granted a full Mechila. So Amar Rabbi Abo Ben Zotarti, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Bar Zvida, Bikshu Likba Parshas Balach Bekriyashma. Initially, we mentioned on Amar Aleph that they wanted to place Aser Sadibros right before Shema. So then this is the time they wanted to also place Parshas Balach in Shema, b'pnei ma lo kavo, mishem tarech tibor, it's the long parsha. Now what was the reason they wanted to put it in inside? They wanted to ask why they want to place the balak, what's so special about balak? The Gemara says, my time at Yilema mishem dechsid, because it says, eil, kale, motziyam in Mitzrayim, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, the pasuk in parshas balak, leima parshas ribis, or parshas mishkalos, dechsid behen yitzis Mitzrayim. It says yitzis Mitzrayim all over the place. So why not choose a different parsha? Why dafka balak? So it couldn't be because of Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, because there are other places we could find that pasuk. Ela Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Avin Mishum Dechtiba Haikra, because the following pasuk Kara Shachav Kari Uklavi Mi Kameni. The reference to B'Shachav Mecha, that Kara Shachav Kari, they crouch down when they lie down, they say Shema. And in the morning, Uklavi Mi Kameni, they wake up with like a lion saying Shema in the morning. Because of that reference to the Shema, the Zechus we have in saying Shema in the evening, the Shema in the morning, that's why they wanted to say Bala. Then the Gemara says, well, Lema Hai Pesuk of Asulah. So just say this Pasuk. Why do you have to say the whole Parsha of Bala? Say one Pasuk, and you're Mekayin the Din of Karav Shachav Kari, and you don't have to do Tzircha Tzibur for saying the whole Parsha. And the Gemara says, Gemiri, we have a tradition called Parsha de Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinum, to Lo Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu Lo Paskinum. We're only allowed to interrupt in a Pasuk or even a Parsha an area where Moshe Rabbeinu himself had a hefsek. But to create a hefsek where there are no hefseks, we can't make our own. In Parsha Balak, there's no break, and therefore you'd have to say the entire Parsha, and that would be a Tircha. This, of course, is very relevant Halacha Maisa. The number of places where we say Zos HaBracha, Al Kein Berach, and before Kiddush Shabbos morning, we do have half a Pesukim where the Pesukim forget when you're allowed to say half Pesukim or not. And this is not talking about even a Pesuk, this is referring to an entire Parsha. You can't break up a Parsha because it's Baruch Hu, if rather Moshe Rabbeinu didn't break it up himself. And Gemara then says, Parsha Tzitzis, is named Ma Kavo. So how come they established that we say Tzitzis as part of the third Parsha of Shema? Am Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva, Yibnei Sheyesh Bar Chamisha Dvarim. Because there are five things that that are mentioned in Shema of Parsha Tzitzis, which are incredibly important. Mitzvah Tzitzis, that's the most obvious one. Yitzis Mitzrayim, Ol Mitzos, the Kabbalah's Ol Mitzos, the taking upon herself the burden, the yoke of Mitzos. Das Minim, to go against the Minim. And Hirhur Aveira, Vihur Avodah Zarah. Having Hirhurim about bad things, Taivas Nashim, and Hirhurim Avodah Zarah. So Gemara is going to show how we know each of these. Bishma, I understand, honey, tlas, mefarshin, the first year mentioned clearly about tzitzis and tzitzis mitzrayim and all mitzvos. Dichsiv, yirisim asos, chartim es kol mitzvos Hashem. That's all mitzvos. Tzitzis, dichsiv, asulahem tzitzis, and tzitzis mitzrayim, dichsiv, asheho tzitzis. But ela das minim, hiru aveir, hiru avodazar minon, where are those mentioned? Doesn't mention anything about the das of the minim, the hiru aveir, hiru avodazar. With more answers. Minalim, how do we see this? B'tanya, achrei levavchem zo minus. You shouldn't follow your heart. You shouldn't follow what your heart's telling you against Hashem. That's minus. That's apikorsis. V'cheinu omer, that's what it says. Amar navel belibo ein elokim. So a person says in his heart, there's no God. That's a reference to minus. Achrei nechem, following your eyes. Zehir hura aveira shenemar v'yomer shimshon elavim. Oso kachli kihi yashar be'enai. So the eyes is a reference to hir hura aveira. And Atem Zonim, that's a reference there, here, who are Avodah Zarah, V'chein Omer, V'yizim Archarei Ahabalim, the Lashon of Zonim is always following other gods. Now the new mission begins, Maskir Nisis Mitzrayim B'Layla, so you have to mention Nisis Mitzrayim B'Layla as well. So Amri B'Lazar Ben Azariah, Harayani, Kiben Shivim Shana, even though he's only 18, he has the beard and appears like a 70-year-old, V'loza Chisi, Shetamar Yisis Mitzrayim B'Layla, Achit Drasher Ben Zoma. I wasn't zocha to recite Yisus Mishayim B'Layla until I heard the drasha from Ben Zoma. Shenamar, as it says, L'man tizkros yom tizcha meyach Mishayim koi meichayecha. Meichayecha means hayamim, during the day. And koi meichayecha means l'alaylus b'layla at night time. V'chacham omrim ha'olm hazeh, and yimei chayecha is olm hazeh, and kol is l'havi l'mos Mashiach. So this machlok is between Ben Zoma and Chachamim, whether koi meichayecha is referring to yom and layla, or it's referring to olm hazeh and olm haba. Either way, the Gemara paskins that it should be said bein bayom bein balayla. So the Gemara then says, Tanya, it's actually an interesting thing here. The Magen Avraham points out that women are potter from reciting Shema because it's a mitzvah asay sheha zman rama. So others argue the Magen Avraham and say that no, that it's incorrect because really, sorry, one second here. So there's my focus between Magen Avraham and others, whether or not women are chayv in saying Kriya Shema Belayla Bayom at night, because on one hand it's mitzvah asay shezman grama, others say no, it's Bayom 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 Belayla. It means it's day and night, and therefore it's considered not zman grama. Since you say day and layla, women should be chayv in reciting Kriya Shema. So there's an interesting discussion. So some say you're right, even though we say Bayom and we say Belayla, it's still each Shema is independent. Bayom is one mitzvah, Belayla is a different mitzvah. And the raya is, if you miss it by yom, you can't repeat Shema again at nighttime. There's two independent mitzvahs. So there's a Shema in the morning, which is one mitzvah, dafka by yom, which is a mitzvah asay shezman grama. And there's a separate mitzvah, saying by laila, which is also a mitzvah asay shezman grama. So even though we say bein by yom, bein by laila, they're both independent, and therefore they are both time-bound, in which case many posts can say that women are, in fact, pater for reciting Kriya Shema. So then the Gemara says, at the end of the Yom Rebbe's here, Amar Lehem Ben Zoma, that Tanya Amar Lehem Ben Zoma L'Chachamim, Ben Zoma Feitz L'Chachamim, T'chi Maskirin Yitzis Mitzrayim L'Mos Mashiach. We're going to say Yitzis Mitzrayim in the times of Mashiach, like according to the Chachamim, is that really true? But look, Far Nemar, doesn't say in Yirmiyahu, Yinei Yamin Bom Nu Hashem, the days are coming of Hashem's ultimate redemption. Lo Amru Od Chai Hashem, we're not going to say anymore, Ashehelas Bnei Yisrael Bnei Yitzis Mitzrayim, we're not going to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim anymore. Ki im chay Hashem asher helash asher bias their basis el meretz tzafona we call haratos asher tchen sham. We're going to only mention Hashem bringing everyone back together from across the world, and we're not going to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim anymore in the future. So what are the Chachamim saying? They're going against the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Amrula, they said lo shete akher. It doesn't mean that they're going to uproot the requirement to say Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shete akher Yitzias Mitzrayim bimkamo ela shete shibud malchias. All it means is that the last redemption is going to be a greater redemption than that of Yitzis Mitzrayim, but not that we're not going to mention it, we're going to mention both of them, Yitzis Mitzrayim and the eventual Gula from Shibud Malchus. We have a similar case here with regards to Yaakov Avinu, who's given a new name, Yisrael. And the pasuk says, Lo Yikare Shimcha Od Yaakov, your name will no longer be Yaakov, Ki Im Yisrael Yeshemecha, your name will now be Yisrael. But don't we have Lo She Yaakov Yaakov Mimkoma, Yaakov Mimkoma, doesn't mean that we're going to uproot Yaakov's name. El Yisrael is going to be the Iker name, and Yaakov is going to be the Tafel. So we'll stop here, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow.